There are quite a number of you here who would not understand English, so we have our brother here to translate this morning's message for us.
因为我被告知说，在我们当中今天早上可能有一些人听不懂英文，所以我就被叫上来这个临时翻译。
So let us turn to the letter by James.
好，今晚翻到雅各书。
And chapter one.
第一章
verse 21 to 25,
21节到25节
James chapter 1 verse 21 to 25,
雅各书一章二十一到二十五节。
And I'll read in English and our brother will read it in Chinese. Verse 21, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness,and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
二十一节，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听到而不行道，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就是他所行的事上必然得福。
And then let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
3, 哥林多后书第三章。
And we will read just one verse, verse 18.
18节
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
I'm going to freshen up your spirit this morning by telling you a story to begin.
今天早上我想这个让你们的那个灵能更新一下，通过一个故事来告诉你们。
So you will not say, oh, it is going to be a very dull message.
然后你们就不会坐在那里觉得很沉闷的一个信息。
In the 15th century,
在15世纪,
there was a bishop in England.
在英格兰有一个监督,
and he,
主教,
said of a woman. He talked about a woman.
然后他就去, 谈论一个女人,
who used to come to his, church on Sundays.
然后那个女人之前是会到她的那个星期天会到她的教会
but who hasn't shown up for quite some time.
但是之后就很长一段时间都没有出现。
The reason why she didn't come,
她之所以没有来的原因是
was because she couldn't sleep at night.
因为她晚上睡不着。
And she's been taking all kinds of pills that was available at that time.
然后她吃了那个时候的所有一些药，希望能够睡得着。
Maybe not pills, maybe drugs.
也许是一些毒药。
Some traditional medicine.
Okay, 一些普通的药，一些古典药。
And still, she couldn't sleep.
但是还是睡不着。
And so she told some of her friends.
所以她就告诉她的一些朋友们。
If you could only take me to church on Sundays.
如果你能在星期天就把我带到那个教会里面。
Maybe I could.Have a little nap.
也许我能够那个瞌睡一下。
Because she said she always enjoyed a little nap when the message was given.
Because she said she always enjoyed a little nap when the message
was given. I hope you won't do that this morning.
希望你早上不要这么干。
But the bishop went on to say, what was the lesson of all this?
然后那个主教就说, 那么这件事情告诉我们什么课程呢?
He said, even if you don't hear the message or listen to the message at all,
即使你根本就没有听到那个信息,
it's better for people to come to the meeting to sleep.
那么你来这里去睡觉,
because
也比较好一点,
it would be better if perhaps God would take the chance when you are sober for a little while, God would take that moment to speak to you.
也许你在这里在睡的那一会儿, 神会给一个机会你, 能够向你提醒一些东西。
Whatever the truth there is in that, I don't encourage that.
不管那个信息是什么, 当然我不鼓励这样做。
We all know that God's word is important and essential.
我们都知道, 神的话语是非常的圣洁而重要。
It is necessary for our Christian lives.
在我们的基督徒生命当中,
and then Paul said also, faith comes by hearing.
然后保罗说信心是由听到而来的。
And hearing comes by the word of God.
然后听到是从神的话语来的。
So James is suggesting here,
然后雅各在这里就建议,
really, in the passage that we read,
在我们刚所读的那里,
that just hearing God's word is not enough. It's simply not enough.
单单听到是不够的。
He is suggesting that hearing or having God's word is not simply enough.
听到或者是单单有主的话语是不够的。
So in the five verses we've just read,
我们刚所读的五节经文里面,
it tells us what we really need to do.
它告诉我们应该要怎么去做。
In verse 21,
在21节,
it says, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness.
它说要脱去一切污秽和淫余的邪恶。
I think this refers to the preparation of our heart.
我想这个是指着我们心里面准备所说的,
before we come to the meeting.
就在我们来这里之前,
when we come to a meeting,
当我们来到一个会议当中,
let's say to listen to God's word,
让我们想我们去听神的话语,
we really have to lay aside all these things that are not compatible with God.
我们要把跟神不相关那些东西全部放在一边,
to prepare our hearts before we come. That's why James said, lay aside all the filthiness and overflow of wickedness.
就是为什么雅各说你要脱去一切的污秽和淫余的邪恶。
That is the negative side of it, to prepare our hearts.
那是在准备我们心的一个消极的一面。
And then positively at the meeting,
然后在积极方面在会议当中,
receive with meekness the implanted word.
从温柔心去领受那所栽种的道。
This refers to the attitude during the meeting.
这个是指着我们在会议当中所当成的态度。
That at the meeting when the Lord's word was given, you have to receive it in a positive way.
所以当你在我们聚会当中, 当神的话语给出来的时候, 我们要以积极的方式去接受它。
And then finally, in verse 22,
到最后在22节,
James says that be doers of the word and not hearers only.
雅各说, 你们要行道, 不要单单的听道,
deceiving yourselves.
自欺哄自己。
This is the action that is required after the meeting.
这个是在我们聚会之后所需要做的东西。
If what you've heard at the meeting is to be of any use to you, you have to be doers of the word.
所以如果你在聚会当中所听到的信息对你来说是很有价值的，你在聚会之后你就要去做。
And I think this morning I would like to share with you on the third point.
所以今天早上我想跟你们谈谈第三点。
But mind you, all those three points, the third point is really dependent on your having the preparation of heart to come and there to positively receive the word of God.
这个第三点是非常的依赖于说, 你在神面前要好好准备你的心, 你的心, 而且你要去接受神的话语。
So let's share what should we do after hearing God's word.
所以我会想分享一下，在听到主的话语当之后， 我们应该怎么做？
There are three elements in verse 22.
这有三个元素在这个22节有三个方面。
The first one is be doers of the word.
第一个是行道。
This is a command in a way. You see, in English, the text is so that it is kind of an order, a command.
这个在某一方面来讲，在英文当中，它其实是个命令。
The word of God is useless to us unless we practice it and we do it.
真的话语，如果我们不去做，不去行，对我们来讲是没有价值的。
We must be doers of the word, of what we hear.
我们应该要去行我们所听到的。
I think this is very plain to us all.
我想这对于我们来讲是很实际的。
Let's just take an example.
然后我们就拿一个 例子来看一下。
Let's think about how we accept the Lord in the first place.
我们想想看我们当初是怎么去接受耶稣的。
It is a very personal experience for everyone.
那个是一个非常 个人的一个经历。
At least for all of us who are born again Christians here, we all had this experience.
我相信对我们重生基督徒来讲，我们都有这个经历。
In the beginning, we may have heard the gospel in a meeting or from friends or whatever.
在刚开始我们可能在聚会当听到，也可能从我们的朋友当中听到。
We may have heard it only once.
我们也许只听过一次。
We may have it for many times.
也许我们听过很多次。
We may have it for a long, long time.
也许我们听过很久很久一段时间。
But then, we have to take some positive steps to do something.
但是之后呢，我们要采取一些积极的行动去做一些事情。
We have to accept what we have been told as true and accept Jesus as our personal Savior.
我们要去接受我们所告诉我们的真理，我们也要接受主耶稣做我们的救主。
Now here I don't mean that we have to do something to get salvation. Salvation is free.
但是我并不是意味着我们要去做一些事情去得到救恩，因为救恩是免。
It is by grace through faith that we come to accept Jesus as our personal Savior.
它是因着信靠着恩典，我们来接受主耶稣做我们的救主。
But after hearing, we have to take that step of faith to accept Him as our personal Savior. It is a positive step that we need to do.
所以，当我们去靠着信心去接受这份恩典的时候，这是一个积极的一个方面。
Maybe we have known some friends.
也许我们知道一些朋友
who have heard about the gospel for a long time.
然后他们也许听福音已经听了很久时间。
And we have been persuading them to accept the Lord by faith.
然后我们一直劝说他们靠着信心去接受。
But because it's not that they don't know about it.
但其实他们并不是不知道这些东西。
They know all about the gospel.
他们其实知道福音的所有东西。
I know someone back in England many years ago.
我知道，当我很多年前还在英格兰的时候。
There's a person who come to church every Sunday.
然后那个时候有一个人，他每一个星期天都来到那个教会。
For all intents and purposes, I think he is very sincere too.
然后我看到他的那些态度，看到他那些行为，我就觉得他其实很虔诚的，好像。
During his daily life, the people he met, he even persuaded others to come to accept the Lord.
然后当他去看到其他人的时候，他甚至劝他们去信耶稣。
But he never did it himself.
可是他自己却不信。
In the end, unfortunately, he died without having accepting the Lord.
然后最后很不幸的，他死之前都还没有接受耶稣。
That's a good demonstration, you know, of how we have heard the word, heard it many times, and not taking any action.
那对于我们来说是个很好的例子，就是说很多时候他听了很多遍，但到最后却没有接受。
I don't know if there is someone here like in that situation this morning.
我不知道在你们当中有没有一些人是像他那样子的。
I hope not.
希望没有。
These people know the gospel so well.
这些人他们非常的熟悉福音。
They just lack one thing.
可是他们只缺一样东西。
To take some action about what they knew.
就是去对他们所知道的东西做些行动。
You know, when remember in the book of Acts.
记得在那个《使徒行传》里面
When Paul and Silas were released, were came out from the prison.
然后当保罗还有西兰从这个监狱里面放出来。
The jailer who locked them up was very astounded, very surprised.
然后关他们那个监狱的里面的士兵，他们很惊奇。
But he knew that there was a God that caused that to happen.
但是他知道说那里一定有一个神来造成这一切。
And so he knelt before Paul.
所以他在保罗面前跪下来。
And asked, Sir, what must I do to be saved?
我应该做一些什么才能得救呢？
What must I do to be saved?
我应该要做些什么才能得救呢？
He knew that he had to act upon what he saw and heard.
他知道他要基于他所看到的要去做一些事情。
And what did Paul say to him?
然后保罗说什么呢？
He said, Believe on the Lord.
相信主。
And you will be saved, you and your household.
然后你和你的全家都必得救。
You see, you have to believe, you have to do something after God has revealed to you His things.
然后你在神向你显现了他一些东西之后，你一定要去做一些东西。
So we know that after hearing God's word, after studying the Bible, God's light through the Holy Spirit shone in our spirit.
我们知道当我们听到一些信息读了一些神的话语之后有时候神的光就会照在我们身上
We have all this knowledge
然后我们就会知道一些知识
We come to know all these good things
然后我们就知道这些好的东西
And we know that it would do us no good if we don't act upon them
然后我们知道这些东西对我们都是没有益处的如果我们没有去做
So doing is always necessary and it should accompany hearing
所以行为是很必要而且它跟听到要合在一起
Not only that
不单止如此
Doing surpasses hearing as well
其实我们行道要超越我们的听道
Because even a little bit of knowledge
因为就算有一点点知识
that we have come to know through the Bible or through the word of message
所以当我们在读圣经或听信息的时候我们所得到一点点知识
If we practice that little which we have learned
如果你去行那一点点的你所听到的道
It will be much better and more useful to us
它会对我们更有帮助
If we act upon it a little bit
就如果我们去行它的话对我们来说会更有帮助
Otherwise, we may know a lot of things.
不然的话，也许我们知道很多很多东西。
And if we do not act upon it,
然后我们一点都不去做。
There's no benefit to us.
对我们来讲，就一点益处都没有。
And we need to know that as a Christian, we need to grow spiritually.
我们知道，作为一个基督徒，我们的灵里面生命要长大。
In order that we may live a life more pleasing to the Lord and bear testimony for Him.
然后这样子我们才能够行活出一个蒙他喜悦的一个生活。
We need to practice what we have heard.
我们需要去行我们所听到的。
But sometimes we ask ourselves.
可是有些时候我们会问自己。
Why are we not listening to what to God's command?
为什么我们去不听神的命令呢
？Why are we only hearers and not doers?
为什么很多时候我们只是做一个听道的人，而不是行道的人呢
？This is not something very difficult to understand.
其实这并不是一件很难的事情去明白。
This principle is operating in the affairs of the world today.
其实因为这里有一些原则是在这个世界上所运行的。
Let me give you an example.
让我告诉你一个例子。
Supposing a person knows a lot about computers.
假如有一个人他知道很多关于电脑知识
he knows how to fix computers, he knows how to operate the software programs, or anything about computers he's an expert.
然后他知道怎么去修电脑，他知道怎么用那些软件，对他来讲他是一个专家。
But if he lives in a community where there are no computers,
但是如果他住在一个没有电脑的地方
what is the use of his vast knowledge in that field to him?
然后他那么广阔对于电脑知识又有什么用呢
It's useless if there is no computer. His knowledge is just plain knowledge. It's something he can keep to himself and not useful to anyone nor to himself.
然后他的知识就变成没有用处，他知识只是对他自己一个人而言，可是对于那整个社区却是一点用处没有。
What is the vast amount of knowledge that a doctor has learned if there are no patients?
如果我们没有耐心，我们所听到那。
If what is the use of a doctor if he has amassed a lot of knowledge?
就是如果你有很多很多医生，但是你却没有病人的话，这有什么益处呢？
But if a teacher teaches what little he knows,
然后如果一个教师教导他的所知道一点点，
he is far better than these great philosophers who can give you a lot of ideas and things.
他要比那些很伟大的哲学家告诉你很多很多东西都更有益处。
So even in the society we live in today,
就算是在我们今天所活的这个社会里面，
the people value knowledge.
我们人很宝贵这些价值，这些知识。
But they value more what a person can do.
可是他们对于那些你所能做的更加看重。
For those who work, they will understand what I'm trying to say.
对那些已经参加工作人，他们应该会明白我所说的。
When you are working for a company,
当你为一家公司去工作的时候，
there's now what they call they are performance based. That is to say, how good the company looks at you at how good you can do the work given to you.
他们会看你这个能力，这个业务水平，然后看看你对公司能做多大贡献，做多少事情。
And perhaps on that basis, you get promotion or maybe you get fired.
然后基于那个业务水平，你有可能会被升职，你有可能会被解雇。
So even in the society,
所以即使在社会里面，
they value people by the actual things that they can do.
所以他们也是更加看重于他们所能实际做的事情。
And so in the same way, I think the world today is judging the church too, and the Christians too.
所以我相信基于同样的事情，其实这个世界也在这样判断这个教会或者是基督徒。
They do not judge so much on their teachings or what they say.
他们不会去根据你们的教导去判断。
But rather on what the church or the Christians do among in the society.
但是他们会基于基督徒或者教会在社会当中所做的事情来做出判断。
In other words, we can say that the world does not read the church, but it reads the people in the church.
所以这个社会它并不是读我们这个教会，而是读我们这些在教会里面的弟兄姊妹们。
They do not look at the teachings.
他们不只是看，他们不看这个教导。
These unbelievers, they don't care what the church teaches or says.
然后这些不信的人，他们不在乎说我们所教导的东西是什么。
But they do pay attention on what the Christians can do.
可是他们却会注意基督徒会去做什么事情。
And I think many of you would have heard some unbelievers saying to you.
然后也许我们会听过一些信主的人，他们也许会做一些。不信主的人，他们去
所讲的话。They will say, "Well, I know so many people who go to church."
他说，我知道说很多人去教会。
There are so many people who read the Bible.
那很多人也读圣经。
But they are not better than we are.
可是他们并没有比我们更好。
Have you heard people saying that to you?
你有听过其他人这样跟你说吗？
I've heard that many times.
然后我听过很多事。
They look at so and so.
然后就看他说看这个看那个，他也是基督徒。
He's no better than I am.
但是他却没有比我更好。
Why should I believe?
这为什么我要去相信呢？
So these people read you and see what you do.
所以这些人他会去观察你去做什么事情。
So it is absolutely necessary for us.
所以对我们来讲是非常重要的。
That we not only hear the word from the Lord,
所以我们不单只听到，
but also to act out from what we have heard.
然后基于我们所听到的去行道。
Hearing is just the beginning.
听到只是最开始的一个地步。
And it must be followed by action.
然后它必须跟着下来，我们必须要去做一些事情。
In other words, doing what we hear.
另外一句话就是说 我们要去听到, 而且听到。
So the first thing James says in verse 22 is that we be doers of the word.
所以才在雅各书里面才22节才说 你们要去行道。
But he also reinforces this by saying it in a negative way.
然后他也在, 负面的方面来加强这个描述。
He said, but be doers of the word and not hearers only.
他说, 只要你们要行道, 不要单单听到。
And not hearers only.
说不要单单听到。
You know, today there are many Christians who are only hearers.
所以因为在今天很多基督徒都只是单单听到。
They are not doers.
他们却没有行道。
James say,
雅各说,
and complement the first phrase, be doers, by saying not hearers.
他为了加强那个行道, 他说不要单单听到。
I'm going to tell you another story.
所以我想告诉你另外一个故事。
The story goes like this.
那故事是这样子。
There was a scholar or philosopher who went into the marketplace.
有一个大学者或者是哲学家, 他进入一个市场。
And he was speaking to the market people.
然后他对市场里面那些人他在讲话,
about his theories, about his knowledge, and they were all fascinated by what he said.
然后他对那些人, 谈论他的理论, 他的观点, 然后那些市场里面人都被他的观点都感到很惊奇。
They pay attention to what he said.
他们都很注意去听这位学士。
They applaud him, 拍手。
他们为他们拍掌。
And then suddenly the time for the market to open,
然后那个市场开场的时间到了。
The bell, in those days, they ring the bell and the market opens.
然后在当初那个时间, 他们是要敲那个钟。
And then the market opens.
然后,
it starts to do business.
然后市场就开了, 然后就很多人进来就开始交易。
And all these people who were listening to this scholar just disappeared and went back to their stalls to carry on and do business and do their own work.
然后之前在听那个学士大堂高论的那些人, 就全部分散, 就全部回去, 他们本来的岗位去做他们的事情。
Not only have they left the philosopher alone,
不单止他们, 留下了那个大学士在那里,
I'm sure they have also left what they heard alone too.
我也相信他们把他们所听到的东西都丢到那一边。
They were very interested in what he said.
他们其实很感兴趣对他们所听到的东西。
But when, at once, as soon as the chance for them to make money begins,
但是只要他们有机会去赚钱,
they left the philosopher.
他们就把那些哲学扔掉。
And they probably in their minds, they left all that was said with the philosopher as well.
所以, 在他们心里面, 他们也许把那个哲学士所说的所有东西都扔掉了。
I'm sorry to say that it is the case with many people today.
我很遗憾地说, 这可能是我们当中一些人的情形。
And that includes myself.
也许包括我自己在内。
The voice of the world very easily drowns out the voice of God.
然后世界上的声音很多时候会把神的话语淹没。
As soon as Satan rings his bell,
然后当那个撒旦敲响他的钟,
to say that there's pleasure here,
然后他说, 这是一个好的东西,
there's worldly amusement there,
然后那里有个很好的娱乐,
and there's money to be made there,
然后那边又有个很好的赚钱机会,
we leave the word of God behind.
我们就把神的道把它扔到后面。
That's our tendency. That is our natural tendency.
那是我们一个情形, 我们一个趋势。
There are only those who are only hearers will hear the word of God for a short time.
然后那些只是听到的人, 他们道在他心中所能停留的时间是非常短。
And as soon as attractions come in,
当有东西吸引他们的时候,
they leave those words of God behind.
然后他们就把神的道就扔在后面了。
And go back to their natural workings and behaviors.
然后就回到他们天然的工作, 天然的行为里面。
So James warned us.
所以雅各警告我们,
don't just be, you have to be doers of the word.
我们一定要去行道。
And you must not merely be hearers of the word.
不要单单的听到。
And there's a third thing here in this verse that is important.
那这有第三件事在这节圣经里面很重要。
Because it closes with the warning, deceiving yourselves. Because if you are hearers of the word and not the doers of the word, you are deceiving yourself.
所以如果你单单听到,但却不行道, There's
another bishop in England five, six centuries ago.
然后在, 好几个世纪之前, 有另外一个主教,
and he said something which I remembered. He said to deceive someone is to deceive is bad.
然后他说去欺骗某一个人就是欺骗他的
To deceive generally is bad.
Okay. 所以他说,
欺骗是不好的 But to deceive yourself is worse.
但是如果你欺骗你自己, 那是更加不好的
And But to deceive your soul,
但是如果去欺骗你的灵魂,
that is the worst of all.
然后那个是最坏的事情。
Know what he said again? I will repeat. To deceive is bad, to deceive yourself is worse, but to deceive your soul, your spirit, is the worst of all.
欺骗是不好的, 然后你欺骗你自己是更加不好, 可是如果你欺骗你的灵魂, 那就是最不好的。
I think there's a wrong conception in our minds.
我想我们在我们的心里面有个错误的观念。
We think that hearing a good message or a good Bible study is something that will make us grow.
我们以为说听到一个好的信息或者这读经有个好的读经能够使我们生命成长。
And by regularly hearing His Word and doing Bible study and so on, we will have God's blessing.
然后我们常常的去听那些道，常常去听神的话语，我们应该会得到神的祝福。
The other day I was reading my Bible.
有一天我在读我圣经。
And I saw all those marks that I've marked in my Bible. All those marks that I've made in my Bible.
然后我看到在我圣经里面的很多标记。
I think many of you do mark the Bible, isn't it?
我想你们当中有很多人应该也会在圣经上做标记。
But when I thought of that, I thought, well, yeah, I have marked a lot of places in the Bible.
然后当我看到那个时候我就想是的, 我确实标记过很多地方。
But has the word of God really marked something in me?
可是这些话语在我心里面有没有做下标记呢?
In other words, I have read the Bible through and through so many times.
换句话来说, 我圣经已经读过很多遍了。
And so many of you probably have done the same thing.
我想你们当中应该也有很多人也做过同样的事情。
But has it make any mark in you?
可是这些话语有没有在你们的生命当中做下标记?
Has it so touched your spirit that you are being urged to go on and act upon what you have read?
这些话语有没有对你造成一种感动, 让你以至于你一定要回去,一定要立即去行出来呢?
Sometimes we think we are very spiritual because just because we have read God's word.
我们有些时候会觉得说, 只要我们好好地读, 我们就是很属灵。
I think we are kidding ourselves.
我想我们在自己欺骗自己。
But some of us are really in that spiritual condition today.
可是我知道, 哦, 我们当中一些人确实是处在这样的境况里面。
Such a believer, such a person thinks that, you know, having that knowledge is sufficient.
然后有一些人会觉得说, 只要我知道那个道理, 就足够了。
He says that I've read the Bible through and through so many times.
然后他就会说, 我圣经读过很多遍了。
And I have heard all these messages before.
然后我以前都听过这所有的道了。
When I come to a meeting, it's nothing new anymore.
当我来到聚会当中, 我发现没有再有新的东西了。
There's nothing more for us to learn.
然后没有新的东西让我去学习了。
Nothing more for us to know.
没有新的东西让我们去要去知道。
So he comes to the conclusion that he does not need to listen.
所以他就会最后下结论说我不需要再听了。And
James tells us here in no uncertain terms.
然后在这里雅各就以一个不确定的这样的情形来告诉我们。
Don't be such a fool.
他说不要成为这样子的笨人。Don't
be deceived in this way.
然后不要被这样子的方式所欺骗。Because
this is not a right conclusion.
因为这并不是一个正确的结论。James
actually points out this in an indirect way.
然后其实雅各是一个间接方式来指出来。
What James is saying that you are guilty if you hear and do not practice what you have heard.
其实雅各他想说的是，如果你听到，但是你却不去做，其实你是有罪的。
We pray that God will make us understand this.
我们向神祷告，神会让我们明白这一点。
And grant us that determination.
让我们有这样的决心。
That after we have heard and after we have read.
然后当我们听到了，当我们读到了。
We all go home and practice.
我们就会回家去行出来。
And attend to seriously practice what we have heard and what we have learned.
然后真心真诚的 去行出来我们所听到的。
You all know Spurgeon, a very famous preacher and God servant.
然后我们大家都听过施布真，这是一个很出名的布道家，神的仆人。
One day after one of his message meetings,
有一天当他的那个信息聚会结束了，
an old lady came up to him.
然后一个老的妇人来到他面前。
And asked him.
然后就问他。
He said, Mr. Spurgeon.
他说，施布真先生。
Is your message done?
你的信息结束了吗？
Meaning by that, have you said all you want to say?
他意思就是说，你有没有把你所想要讲的都讲出来呢？
And Spurgeon answered her.
然后施布真先生就告诉他说，
It is all done.
他说已经完成了。
But it is not begun to be done.
可是他还没到那个开始的结束。
The message itself is done. In other words, I've said all I want to say.
他说这信息其实我已经讲完了，我所想要讲的都已经讲完了。
But the import of my message has not even yet begin to be done. In other words, you guys have not yet start to act upon what I have said.
但是你们接下来所要做的就是要去行出来，所以如果从这一方面来讲，就其实还没有结束。
So listening to the word and reading the Bible.
所以当我们去听到神的话语，当我们 读圣经，
It's just only the beginning.
这只是一个开始。
If you think that is all there is to it.
如果你觉得这就是了，这就是全部了。
James says you are deceiving yourself.
然后雅各就说，其实你在欺骗自己。
It is only the beginning after you finish reading and finish hearing.
当你读完了，当你听完了，这其实只是一个开始。
The rest is for you to carry out, to do.
然后剩下的部分就是让你去行出来。
As I said, we have all heard all these before.
然后正如我所说，其实我们之前都听过这些东西。
But how much and how often have we acted on these?
然后我们有多经常去行出来我们所听到的教导呢？
We will not grow spiritually if we leave all we've heard and we've read in our minds and our head here.
然后如果我们只是把我们所听到的放在我们头脑里面，我们就不能长大。
And I think God meant that to be our responsibility and duty to act upon what He has revealed to us.
所以我觉得其实这是我们自己的责任，去行出来我们所听到的。
Because it's clear that it is not the hearing, but the doing that carries, that brings the blessings.
因为这是很清楚，就是不是听到，而是行道能够带来神的祝福。
So James says, let's not deceive ourselves.
所以雅各说，希望我们不要自己欺哄自己。
And I think James is a very practical man.
然后我觉得雅各是一个很实际的人。
Because you know, if you read the letter by James,
因为如果你读雅各的书信，
he went on to say that faith without works is just dead faith.
然后他就会说，信心没有行为是死的。
And fearing that we don't understand what he's saying here in verse 21 and 22,
然后他怕我们不明白21节22节讲的是什么。
He reminds us with an illustration.
然后他就用一个展示来提醒我们。
And in verse 23 to 25,
然后在23节24节，
he used the illustration of the mirror.
他用镜子来做一个展示。
And compare the different action of a person.
然后就对比一下不同人的不同反应。
Looking at the mirror.
当他们看到那个镜子。
To make his point.
来展示这个目的。
The mirror here is God's word.
在这里镜子指的是神的话语。
You know what the use of a mirror?
你们知道镜子来干嘛的吗？
It's to enable us to see ourselves.
它其实让我们去看见自己。
And perhaps in the morning when we go out, we look in the mirror. We make sure we are clean and neat and our hair is combed and whatnot. I don't know what the sisters do. But without a mirror, a lot of us can't just know that something is missing.
然后如果我们没有那个镜子, 我们就觉得好像少了一些什么东西。
I've often been asked by someone.
然后整天被其他人问,
on a trip or something, on a road or not away from home.
在旅途当中或者是离家的路程,
I said, Washi, do you have a mirror?
所以我问, 那个水波, 你有镜子吗?
The mirrors enable us to see how we look.
然后镜子是要让我们看见我们是怎么样的。
And James uses the example of the mirror here to illustrate the word of God.
然后雅各在这里用镜子来展示说, 是神的话语。
Here the mirror is the word of God.
在这里镜子就是神的话语。
So as we do not just casually look into a mirror.
然后我们并不是随意的就看一下那个镜子。
When we want to make sure how we look in the mirror carefully.
当我们想知道自己究竟有没有哪个地方出问题, 我们会很仔细的看那个镜子。
And the mirror is only useful.
然后镜子在它有用的时候呢?
If it resulted in us taking some action, isn't it?
只有在我们看到镜子, 然后采取一些行动之后, 这个镜子对我们才是有用的。
Otherwise, it's a waste of time. Why should we look into the mirror?
不然的话, 这就是很浪费时间, 我们为什么要看一面镜子?
We look into the mirror to see if we have to do something about ourselves.
我们去看镜子, 是因为我们要确保我们需要去做一些事情吗?
And so we take time looking into the mirror.
所以我们花时间来看镜子。
So James uses as an illustration.
然后雅各就拿这个来当作一个展示。
Verse 23.
在23节,
he said, if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror.
因为听到而不行道了, 就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
So it is the same with God's word.
所以这个跟神的话也是一样的。
And God's messages to us.
就像神对我们所说的信息。
But sometimes our problem is that the word of God only give us a casual glance at ourselves.
但是有些时候, 神的话语对我们来就只是一个随意的一瞥, 这样看过去。
We listen to the messages.
然后我们听了那个信息,
we see the, for a moment, maybe, a glimpse of our true self.
然后也许就在一瞬间, 我们暂时看到我们真实的自己。
Then as soon as the message is finished,
然后当那个信息讲完了,
as soon as the meeting is over,
然后当这个聚会结束了,
as soon as we close the Bible,
然后当我们合上圣经了,
we forget everything.
我们可能就会忘记所有东西。
We forget all that was said a moment ago.
我们就会忘记了在不久之前所得到的那些东西。
As if we have never heard it
before. 就好像我们从来没有听过一样。
Is that our attitude?
这是我们的态度吗?
I'm afraid that this is something that often happens to us.
我恐怕这其实是很多时候会发生在我们身上的事情。
And James says that if any person is doing this,
然后雅各说, 如果任何人正在做这样的事情,
as soon as looks at himself, verse 24,
在24节, 当他看到那个镜子,
he observes himself,
看见,
then he goes away,
走后,
and then immediately forgets what kind of man he was.
随即就忘了他的相貌如何。
We come to a meeting,
我们来到聚会,
we listen to a message,
我们去听信息,
as soon as the message is finished,
一旦那个信息结束了,
as soon as we step out of the main entrance,
一旦我们这个踏出这一个聚会厅,
he immediately forgets.
然后很有可能就立即就忘了。
Let us honestly ask ourselves a question.
让我们很诚实问我们自己一个问题。
Is that what we are?
那个就是我们吗?
Is that what we are doing every week, day after week after week, meeting after meeting?
这是我们, 每个星期, 每个会议所做的事情吗?
How many of us remember what God has said to us?
我们当中有多少人会记得这些东西?
Some of us have been a Christian for decades.
我们有一些人可能已经几十年了，成为这样基督徒。
Maybe some of them just a few years.
那也许有一些人只是几年。
Maybe even some of them just a few months.
有些人也许只是几个月。
Ask yourselves.
然后，Ask
yourselves.
哦，问我们自己。
How much of God's word have you retained?
哦，有多少神的话语你已经掌握住了？
And what portion of that you have retained, you have acted upon?
然后你掌握住了那一部分，又有多少你能够行出来？
Something when I was preparing the sharing this morning.
当我今天早上在准备我这信息的时候。
I was thinking that, you know, only 2 weeks ago, a week ago, Brother Stephen had come here and gave us four very important messages.
在两个星期之前，张弟兄来我们中间，给我们很重要的信息。
How many of you still remember what he said?
你们当中有多少个人依然记得他讲了什么呢?
And even more important,
更重要是,
how many of you have decided or have actually acted upon those messages?
我们当中有多少个人决定，又或者实际上已经行出来了？
You see what the problem is?
所以我们有看到一个问题吗？
Unless hearing is followed by action,
除非我们的行为跟在我们听到后面。
All our hearing and all our reading of God's word are futile.
不然的话，我们所听到的，我们所读到的都是没有价值。
And they will have no benefit to our spiritual growth.
他们对于我们属灵生命的成长是没有益处的。
So in verse 25,
所以在25节,
James paints the picture as it should be.
然后那雅各描述了那幅图画。
In verse 24, he describes how many people are.
然后第24节他描述了我们当中很多人的情形是这样子。
And then verse 5 starts with the word but.
然后在25节他是由这个唯有来开始。
So he paints a picture as it should be.
然后他画了一幅我们所应该有的图像。
But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
So if you are to use God's mirror effectively and profitably,
如果我们希望说有效地去使用神的这面镜子,
you must look at it.
我们必须要看进去,
or we must look into it very carefully.
我们必须要很小心地去看,
and with a very serious intent.
然后就用这个很,
we must 很注意的。 There must not be quick glances.
我们不能够随便一看就算了。
Like the person in verses 23 and 24.
就好像24节所描述那个人一样。
No quick glances will do.
我们不想随便就这样看。
You must take in those words that were said.
我们应该要好好的对待那些话语。
Examine them ourselves.
然后好好的去巡视一下那些话语。
And compare our lives in the light of those words.
然后在神在这些话语的光中去比较我们生命。
And then come to a conclusion. What action do I have to take?
然后最后我们才来做出结论，我们应该要去做些什么样的事情。
And you know this requires time.
我们知道这些事情其实很需要时间的。
It requires attention.
很需要我们去放注意力的。
And above all, it requires a very deep devotion.
更重要是需要我们一个专心。
And also a decision to sort of act upon what we have learned.
然后我们也需要去做一个决定，就是要去基于我们所听到去行。
And after seeing ourselves in God's mirror,
然后当我们看完在神镜子当中我们的样子之后，
and remember what we are, who we are, and what we are,
然后去思想我们究竟是谁，我们是什么样的。
And what God has said to us.
然后神对我讲了什么事情。
Then we must, as James says, do the word.
然后就像雅各所说，我们要去做，去行道。
And the blessing.
然后那个祝福
will come in the doer, in the doing of things.
然后就会临到那些做行去行道的那些人。
And the blessing will come in the hearing.
然后当我们去听的时候，我们也能够得到祝福。
And I think the verse which we read in 2 Corinthians just now.
然后我们在哥林多后书所读到的。
It also says refers to a mirror.
其实它也指着那个镜子来说。
That we all with unveiled face we're looking into a mirror.
三章十八节。
And beholding as in a mirror.
我们众人这样敞着脸，看着主的荣光，好像从镜子里面反照。
A servant of the Lord paraphrased this verse in this way, and I'll just quote.
然后主其实在用另外一个方式在讲刚刚我们所提到镜子。
When the child of God looks into the Word of God.
他说，当我们看，让我们神的儿女看见那个神的话语
，looks into the word of God，
然后是看进入神的话语
，and the word of God is the mirror，
然后那个神的话语就是镜子。
He sees the Son of God， he sees the Son of God，
然后他就看到神的儿子
，and is transformed by the Spirit of God，
然后就变成主的形状
，to share in the glory of God，
荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
I'll repeat that. When the child of God looks into the word of God，
哦，我们众人既然敞着脸看着主的荣光
，he sees the Son of God and is transformed by the Spirit of God to share in the glory of God。
好像从镜子里面反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主
的
灵变成。
It's only as we look into the word of God and act upon it, we reflect the glory of God。
就当我们看进去主的话语，然后在神的荣光当中能够荣上加荣。
It begins in us, in our spirit。
然后它是从我们那个灵里面开始。
But it is a work of the spirit。
然后它是灵的工作。
It is a process. It's not a, you know, a sudden change.
它这个
is a process。
这个是需要一个过程，一个时间。它并不是突然间就可以转变过来。
I'm not saying that after hearing what we've shared this morning, all of a sudden you change and you act upon and you overnight you become an angel。
然后我并没有说，当你听到我的信息之后，你回去就立即改变，好像一夜之间你就变成天使。
No, it needs effort。
这是需要努力的。
And it is a process。
这是一个过程。
But it's a process that we need to learn。
但是这是一个我们所需要学习的过程。
And it is a process that needs actual doing of something。
然后这个过程需要我们去实际上去行一些事情。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit in us。
这是圣灵在我们里面的工作。
It is through the mirror of God。
然后它是通过神的镜子
，that his word will take effect in our lives。
然后他的话语在我们生命当中变成有功效的。
But God needs our cooperation。
神需要我们的合作。
We have to be determined not merely to just hear, but to do what we have heard。
我们需要下定决心，我们并不是只是去听，但是我们要去行道。
So may the Holy Spirit work in each and every one of us this morning。
但愿圣灵在我们当中每个人身上工作。
That from now on we have not only the the will to hear，
然后从今以后我们不只是有这个意愿去听
，but also the will to do，
我们有这个意愿去行。
The will must be there，
这个意愿必须在那里。
And by the grace of God， He is ready to help us。
然后靠着神的恩典，他已经可以来帮助我们。
Nothing is profitable。
啊，没有事情是有益处的。
Unless unless upon hearing we go on to do what we have heard。
除非我们听得到，而且去行道。
Let's pray。
哦，我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus。
哦，亲爱的主耶稣。
We do thank you this morning。
我们很感谢今天早上。
Giving us the opportunity。
给我们这个机会
to listen to your word，
来听你的话语。
May we all be not only be hearers but be doers of the word。
让我们不都只是听到，但是要行道。
Lord, your words are so practical to us.
主啊，你的话语是如此实际。
It help us to live a life which is which can bear testimony for you.
它帮助我们去做一去行出一个能够做你见证的生活。
Let all these lessons that we have learned from you.
不单指我们学到那些课。
And from your word.
然后从你的话语当中。
Become so real in our lives.
它会变成如此真实在我们生命当中。
And we'll act on them.
然后我们会行。
And we'll be better Christians.
然后会变成更好的基督徒。
We will grow spiritually.
然后我们在灵里面生命能长大。
And we will give you all the glory.
然后会把所有荣耀都归给你。
In your most precious name.
在你最宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.